No, you're such a gentleman, and you love running at the same time every day. I also know you're different from your psycho twin brother and have a good relationship with everyone. Except for Clara, because she's finally out of the fucking picture. But here's the most important part.
He smirks.
I also know you love kissing me.
I do not.
Want to prove it?
Don't! I slam a hand to his mouth, and he kisses my palm, then licks my fingers, thrusting his tongue between them. I jerk my arm away. Why the hell would you lick me? Are you a dog?
Woof!
He grins, and I can't even muster the emotions to be mad at him. Bloody wanker is mental. Is there a way I can get rid of you? I ask, my shoulders hunching.
If I die, maybe. Scratch that, I'll haunt the fuck out of you until you join me, my Prince Charming. Then we can have a fuckfest in Ghostland.
You need help.
Then help me, baby.
I release a groan of frustration, but I can hear my walls cracking, and a door opens despite my attempts to slam it shut. All this time, I've refused the very notion that I'm attracted to him. But last night proved me terribly wrong. I could blame the alcohol or him, but that only worked the first time. Barely. Pushing him away is futile, since he's a fucking elastic band that keeps snapping back twice as hard. If I want to remain in control, I need to absorb him into my system, take things into my own hands, get bored, toss him aside. The end. A grunt leaves me and he watches me closely, as if he's attempting to read my mind. I can't believe I'm doing this. If this happens, and it's only an if, I meet his gaze. No one knows.
Not even Jeremy?
No.
Not even your sister? She's all cozy with Kill and we get along.
No one. His lips push in a pout.
Okay.
We'll only meet in a place no one else knows about.
My penthouse. I bought it recently and still haven't told anyone else about it.
Except for Clara.
You still jealous about that?
I'm not jealous.
Whatever floats your boat, my lotus flower.
Nikolai.
Yes, baby?
Don't call me any of those nicknames in front of anyone else. Don't act like you know me in public.
But why? I want to hang out with you.
I don't. We're not friends and this is only physical.
We'll see about that.
What?
What?
He repeats, pretending to be oblivious.
I want to see you all day.
Don't you have school?
Not important.
Your silly club shenanigans?
Not a priority.
Have you forgotten that my brother's club is at odds with yours?
What do you have to do with your asshole brother?
He's my twin.
Still can't see why you have to be lumped with him.
I stare at him for a beat. Nikolai doesn't hide his disregard for Lan, but he's also not subtle about his obsession with me. Does he not see that we're identical twins? We're strangers in public, Nikolai. I mean it.
Fine. Any other dictatorial conditions?
That's it for now. I'll let you know if I come up with anything else.
Since we're done with that stupidity, it's time for my condition.
He wraps his fingers around my neck.
Don't run away from me again. If you do, I'll flip the world upside down to find you. You're mine now, baby. 15. Nikolai. Today is the perfect recipe for violence. It started with Jer and me riding our bikes into the wind and beating up a few serpents doing some old-fashioned house cleaning on the island and teaching them a few valuable lessons. Naturally, that included drawing blood and breaking bones. While I felt a rush at the time, and Jeremy had to stop me from beating a fuckwit to death, the intoxication disappeared as soon as we got back to the mansion. I slept in the pool. Sorry, I mean meditated. But that didn't stop me from spiraling down that chaos-driven hole. There are these times when I'm in the mood to destroy everything, myself included. A high without the drugs, insanity without the straitjacket. And it is some form of a mental illness, at least according to the hotshot psychiatrist my parents took me to the first time I beat a kid to near death for calling Mia a mute at the age of 10. Apparently, it's normal to feel offended on my sister's behalf and want to rip the other kid a new one. Everyone feels anger. It's okay. It's normal. What's abnormal, however, is me insisting that the kid should die, have his tongue cut out, and shoved down his throat. Yeah, that one didn't go over well with any of the people dressed in white in that spotless room. Even my mom, who's a goddamn leader in the Russian mafia, was concerned about my violent tendencies that manifested early. More concerned than the time I used my wiener as a gun. I seem to do that a lot to my dear mama. I worry her to no end and probably keep her up at night thinking about my shenanigans. She's supportive, though, and often softens her voice when she tells me to be careful when I'm in this mood. The destructive mood. The red haze mood. The mood in which the world is full of featureless people with black plastic bags strapped around their heads waiting to be punched to death. A mood where everyone and everything grates on my last fucking nerve and I'm better off staying away from the people I love, namely my sisters, my cousins, and Jeremy. But Kill insisted on fighting me tonight. He's the only one without enough brain cells to avoid me when I'm like this, but then again, he always says I'm much more fun when I'm exhaling chaotic violence into the world. It's the only time he can relate since he's a bit of a psycho himself. Now, don't get me wrong, I love this mode, especially this morning when Jeremy gave me the chance to embark on that thrill of hunting down slimy cunts and teaching them a lesson. Jeremy knows what I need, which is why he's like the best bro ever. The only friend who can tolerate my crazy and gives me methods to counter the way my chaotic brain presses on my sanity. I'm not a docile kitten outside this state of hypermania. I'll always want to beat up things for sport. However, at least then I can tell my thoughts apart. I can see the world in colors other than red. I can see people's features. Having had manic episodes since puberty, I'm used to it. I'm so used to it that I have it completely under control. Today is different. Today, I jumped off a tree, rolled down a cliff, and fell from my bike. I swam until I nearly had a heart attack. But that's the problem. My heart rate hasn't gone down, not once. Not when I tried to inhale and exhale slowly. Not when I forced myself to remain still for 5 minutes. I haven't been able to fucking breathe properly, and whenever I do, my lungs fill with the same fucking red mist that's blinding my eyes. Every second of every minute, I'm itching and burning to erase it, and for years, the only way I've been able to do that is to beat people the fuck up. There are also pills, but fuck those right the fuck off. They kill my mind, take away my inhibitions, and nearly drowned me in the pool the last time I took them. I know how to keep myself in check without their unwanted help. They're not helping anyway. They just turn me into a fucking zombie, and no one likes that fucked up guy. I pace the length of the locker room back and forth. Back and forth like a caged gladiator in Roman times. The crowd's cheers reach me from outside, buzzing on my skin as if I'm being stung by 1,000 bees. People love the adrenaline of seeing violence. They love the crunching of bones and the spilling of blood. There's something intoxicating about watching 2 people shred each other a new one. And I get off on the screams, the chants, the enchanted look in their eyes. It's why I usually take a few of them home for a fuckfest that always takes place afterwards. Sex and violence go hand in hand with me. A high, a release, a perfect synergy of fucked up energy. Tonight, however, I have absolutely no intention of continuing this tradition. I haven't for several weeks. Fucking Kolya and his stupid imaginary chastity belt. Though he's not chaste, it's blasphemy to call him that. He's just become selective and is only into a certain reluctant asshole. At the mere thought of my lotus flower, my cock twitches to life, tenting against my shorts. See, he's still a dick, just not for everyone. Pacing the length of the dimly lit locker room, I stare at my phone that's been gripped in my hand for the past fuck knows how long. I should be out there, beating Kill to a pulp and getting beaten in return, but I can't stop looking at my conversation with Bran. It's been 4 days since the day he finally agreed to stop running from us. Well, he didn't say that exactly, but he laid out all those fucking conditions, so he can bet his ass that I took that as an agreement to my soul condition. I went running with him the past 3 days, and he was still stalling, being the epitome of an asshole and refusing to come to the penthouse. Every day, he came with a different excuse. Practice, meeting with friends, art project. He finds those so easily, the lies slipping out of his beautiful mouth without a second thought. Fucking liar. He's just trying to avoid the inevitable, which I told him in not-so-subtle words over texts yesterday. You know you're stalling, right? You can hide for as long as you wish, but I'll eventually drag you out, baby. So I've been thinking, I don't do that a lot, but it's become a habit lately. You know, since you love all that smart shit. Want to know what I've been thinking about?
Bran, don't care.
Glad you asked. I've been kind of replaying the image of your ass swallowing my fingers as you came all over my stomach. So fucking hot. I came to that image in fucking waves, picturing your erotic face.
Why on earth do you have to speak that way?
Does that mean you were thinking about it too? I knew I liked you. Serious question. Want to do it again? This time, maybe replace my fingers with my cock? I'll make you feel good when I fuck you, baby, I promise.
You're not going to fuck me, Nikolai.
What do you mean I won't fuck you? Isn't that the whole point behind your exasperating conditions?
Why do you have to be the one who fucks me? Maybe I should be the one who fucks you.
Baby, you've never fucked a guy before, and I only top. Besides, you obviously enjoy receiving, judging by the way you came apart on my fingers.
Doesn't mean I'll let you fuck me.
Are you still weirded out about being touched by a guy? You clearly loved it, no?
Love is a strong word. I just didn't mind it.
Eye roll emoji. Then you won't mind the fucking either. I'll prime you really well and try not to make it hurt. Though you do enjoy a bit of pain, since your cum flooded my mouth when I handled you roughly.
Stop talking.
Penthouse tonight? Tomorrow? Tomorrow. It's a date. He left me on fucking red. That was yesterday. I didn't go on the run today because of all the demons perching on my shoulders and whispering nasty things in my ear. It's the first time I haven't pounced on the chance to see his face, annoy the fuck out of him, and crawl deeper beneath his skin. I don't want him to see me this way. I also can't trust myself not to fuck him the fuck up the moment he's in front of me. My finger is stiff as I exit the text exchange and call the only person I'm comfortable speaking to when I'm in this situation. The only person who told me, fuck the pills, if they erase your fire, don't take them. He picks up after a few rings and speaks in a British accent.
Talk to me, son.
I pace faster, my feet slapping against the tiles. It's coming back, Dad. It's fucking me up in the head, and I want it gone.
You're okay. Breathe.
His voice is calm and firm, but I can sense his affection beneath the control. My father is a high-ranking member of the New York Bratva, the best hitman anyone has had the misfortune to know, and the number one man in my paternal grandfather's family. But most importantly, he's my number one supporter. I love my mom. But she's a fan of science, of doctors in white coats who love to slap people with labels. She's also an advocate of the fucking pills. Not my dad. He, like me, believes that I can control it. And I did. For fucking years. Doesn't feel like I'm in control now, though. Fucking far from it. I'm teetering on the edge of destruction. It pulses beneath my skin and roars in my veins. I'm going to snap, Dad. I can feel the pressure gathering and intensifying behind my eyes. Someone will touch or look at me the wrong way and I'll fucking explode. How do I stop it?
Maybe you shouldn't, Nico. Just fall into it, absorb the shock, and release some steam. You know how to do that the best, no?
It's not fucking working. I slam my fist against the locker and the sound bangs in the eerie silence like a bomb. Jeremy gave me the setting I needed this morning, and it still didn't fucking work.
What's changed?
My movements come to a halt as I trace the necklace my dad gave me when I started to need a crutch. Something to touch when I feel my mind spinning, screaming, and turning against me. What do you mean? I ask in a quiet voice.
Did something happen recently that triggered this? Perhaps a stressful situation? An outcome you don't approve of, maybe?
Fuck. I stroke my fingers of the bullet on my necklace fast, uncoordinated.
What is that something, son?
Someone, maybe.
Who is it?
Not important. I lie through my teeth, my movements turning jerkier and more out of control.
In that case, get rid of them.
The very foundation of my fucking sanity, or whatever remains of it, revolts against that idea.
Nikolai, you need to promise me that you'll get rid of whoever drove you to this state. The key to keeping you in control is not to provoke you. If this person is doing that, they need to be gone.
Yeah, I know.
You'll do it?
Yeah.
Promise.
Yeah, Dad, I promise.
Good. I love you, son, and I'm glad you can confide in me.
Love you too, Dad. I hang up with a scowl. He's right. I should get rid of the provocation. Technically, Bran means nothing. So what if I want to fuck him? I wanted to fuck a lot of people before him, and I'm sure I'll go back to my old ways soon if I give myself time. The only difference is that I've never wanted to make someone mine as much as I want to chain him the fuck up to me. But I can remove him from my life. I have to remove him because Dad is right. He's provoking me. I was supposed to get under his skin, but he's the one spreading beneath mine like poison. It won't be long before he reaches my heart and slams it to a halt. His constant rejection and running away is messing with my head in ways I don't approve of. I've always kept things physical, but that's far from being the case with Bran. I'm spending more time with him than I have with anyone, and I actually like it. No, I love it. I can't imagine my days without seeing his face first thing in the morning, and that little smile he hides so soon after spotting me. He rejects me, and I keep going back for more like a junkie who needs a hit of the drug that's sucking my life dry. But this can't go on anymore. Throwing my phone on the bench, I storm out of the locker room and jog to the ring where Kill is waiting. The crowd roars to life as I jump in from between the ropes, wearing nothing but my black shorts, my necklace, and a few bandages. "Welcome, princess." Kill flashes me a vicious grin, running a bandaged hand over his naked chest and the band of his red shorts. "You might want to fuck off, Kill," I say over the pressure gathering in my head. "I could actually hurt you. Show me what you got, Nico." I crack my neck, thankful for having a crazy motherfucker for a cousin. Like Jeremy, he knows how much I need this and will fight me whenever I'm in this fucked up state of mind. The referee announces the start of the match. My cousin circles me, but I don't have time for that shit. Hurt. Maim. Kill. I pounce and punch him in the face so hard he reels a few steps back. A collective gasp echoes from the crowd as blood drips on the mat. My cousin wipes the side of his cut mouth, a bloodied grin slipping through. "That's it, Nico. Unleash the fucking crazy." I pummel him, all thoughts disappearing from my head and replaced by pure, bloody violence. Kill tries to defend himself and actually lands a few blows, but it's of no use. I feel no pain in this mode, no fucking remorse or reprieve or the need to press down on the fucking brakes. The only thing that saves him from me is the referee forcing us back to our corners. And even after that, Jeremy and Gareth jump into the ring and shove me away from him. Gareth wipes the blood off his brother's face, but Kill keeps grinning as if I'm not on the verge of murdering him. Jeremy is also cleaning some of the blood that I didn't know I had on me, but he has to stay in the ring because I'm not fucking sitting down or staying still. I can't. My feet are moving of their own accord. My mind is racing and my blood is pumping. Let me back in there. Let me back. Fucking back. Nico! Jeremy shakes my shoulders, and I finally look at him through my hazy vision. Maybe you should leave. Fuck no. You don't look good, man. He pauses, the silence punctured by all the fangirls and fanboys calling my name. I don't know how to describe it, but this is different from the other times. Maybe you should take the pills. Fuck no. Fuck this, Nikolai. Jeremy clutches me by the nape, nearly shoving my forehead against his. I don't care about the lowlives you beat up this morning. Fuck those people. Fuck them, okay? But Kill is your cousin. He agreed to this because he saw you were struggling, but you're beating him to a pulp. He's fucking enjoying it. I trail off when I feel an intense gaze at the back of my head. For a moment, I think Kill is letting his psycho demons loose so they can try to intimidate mine and fail miserably. But no, it's coming from the crowd. My gaze flits through the undefinable faces, not lingering on any so that I don't see them as people with bags strapped around their heads. In a few seconds, my eyes find those intense blue ones. I'm dreaming. Fuck. I'm too far gone to imagine Bran actually coming to the fight club when his brother isn't involved. Pretty sure he's allergic to violence, blood, and craziness, which is why I stayed away today despite how every cell in my body protested at the prospect. I blink once, but he's still there, standing out like a sore thumb in his polo shirt, pressed pants, and slicked back hair. A dash of dark blue fixates on me, and I completely forget that I have to lose him, like Dad said. I have to remove him from my life. How the fuck will I be able to do that when he looks at me like that? I'm getting fucking hard the more he watches me with undivided attention, his gaze sliding from Jeremy to me. A leggy blonde taps his shoulder, and he cuts eye contact and forces a smile. Then she throws herself in his arms. He hugs her back. My eyes narrow on his hand on her. Is that the next Clara? She doesn't look like a Clara type. More sophisticated, happier, and definitely not cheap. Pretty sure I've seen her before, but where? Who gives a fuck? He's using someone else for his stupid public image. God forbid the fucking asshole actually accepts he's gay or bi or what the fuck ever and gets over his fucking self. Nikolai! Jeremy brings my attention back to him and slaps my cheek with the back of his hand. Where the fuck did you go, man? Somewhere not nice. Hey, Jer? Yeah? Will you stop me if I have this crazy idea about killing innocent girls? His lips part. Jeremy is this big mafia prince who doesn't hesitate before inflicting pain, but he's looking at me as if I'm the Mad Hatter. What girls are you thinking about killing, Nico? Anyone who gets in the fucking way of what I want. My gaze flies back to the crowd, but he's not there. The spot beside the blonde is now empty as she drinks from a can of beer and joins the excessive cheers. Where the fucking fuck did that asshole go now? You know what? It's fine. It's better I don't see him when I'm this way. I'm fucking fine. Maybe if I rip a page from Bran's denial book and tell myself a lie for long enough, I'll be able to believe it. Once the fight resumes, I'm back at Kill's throat. I beat him the fuck up, and he takes it with taunting smirks and provoking words, as if he wants to drain my energy and get himself killed. By the time the fight finishes with the absolute destruction of my cousin, the crowd is going wild. My name echoes and reverberates. But the thrill doesn't touch my skin. Nothing fucking does. I storm to the locker room, my shoulders tense and my throat dry. Every swallow feels as if I'm slowly cutting at my insides, curling and twisting them into a huge pool of fucked up red. Whenever my mind goes into overdrive, violence is usually enough to root me back in place. Not this time. This time, I want out of my fucking head. My fist slams into the locker, leaving a huge dent in the metal, and I breathe harshly, my exhales rebounding around me like animalistic growls. A light catches my attention in the corner, and I pick up my phone to find a string of texts from none other than my lotus flower. My heart beats faster, harder, tugging at the strings that are keeping it in place. The first text arrived soon after I left the locker room for the match.
Bran, I heard you're going to fight tonight. Can you not? Bran, okay, listen, I didn't mean to ignore you. It's just that I didn't know what to say. It's weird to ask a guy to fuck me. Bran. I don't mean you're weird. Really, I don't, though you are, but that's not the point. What I'm trying to say is that you're not weird for your sexuality. I apologize if it came out that way. I just meant that it feels weird to me. I'm not used to this. Bran. I'll come to your place tonight, if you want. Just don't fight. Please.
He stopped texting after that, and probably got his ass here. His next texts appeared just now.
Bran, so you did fight, and you looked like you were enjoying yourself. Should I take that as a no? Bran, you know what? I'm going to your place. You're the one who said this was a date.
Fuck. Fuck it. Fuck me. I know I should be pushing him away. I really, really should. But he's so fucking irresistible. Looks like my lotus flower will meet the crazy Nikolai. God save his soul. Or more accurately, his body.
16. Brandon. Maybe I should leave. That's the dozenth time I've had that thought since I invited myself to Nikolai's penthouse. After I left my Tesla in the car park, I contemplated not actually invading his place. That's just rude. But the other option was to wait in the reception area, where anyone could walk in and see me. Not happening. Getting myself in was safer. If he's mad about that, then, well, maybe he should have changed the code. Or not asked me to come here 10 times a day like a mantra. Still, I'm uncomfortable as I sit on the sofa, my uneasy breaths only interrupted by the creaks of the leather beneath me. His place is proper huge compared to the rest of the flats on the island, and would definitely be considered a penthouse anywhere in London. The decor is modern, slick, and polished. Everything is in perfect shape, and the decorations seem untouched, probably because it's a new building. I don't think he lives here most of the time, though, considering the lack of life anywhere in this place. Feeling a bit stuffy, I shrug off my jacket and place it neatly on the chair's armrest. I'd rather hang it instead, but I don't want it to feel like I'm taking liberties in his space. I removed my shoes at the entrance as well, so as not to track in any dirt. The other day, I was a bit too preoccupied to remember my manners. Not that I'm in a better state of mind today, but he's not here, so... I run a hand over my face and stare up at the cloudy sky through the transparent ceiling. What am I doing? Seriously. This will inevitably lead to a disaster that will undoubtedly push me to purge the pain. This will hurt. Again. This will make the black ink submerge me and shove me to the darkest corners of my soul. And yet, I can't move. I don't want to. I lift my phone and stare at the texts I sent Nikolai. My chest constricts when I see that he read them, but he didn't reply. What does that mean? He never ignores my texts, aside from when he ghosted me. This morning was the first time he didn't glue himself to my side, despite my grumbles and attempts to push him away. In fact, he didn't show up at all. Maybe he's done chasing me. He definitely didn't seem that interested in me when Jeremy was all over him between rounds of the fight. Bloody hell. I cover my eyes with my arm. What the fuck is wrong with me? Why can't I remove the image of Jeremy touching him so intimately from my head? In fact, that was part of the reason why I left the fight club. The first part was being unable to watch him being punched by Killian, even if he punched back twice as hard. The ticking sound goes into overdrive in my head, driving me up the wall. Tick. He's not coming. Tick. Why would he? No one really wants you. Tick. You look pathetic. Just leave already. A migraine starts to form at the back of my skull as the demons run rampant, spouting their hatred and telling me what they think of me without mincing their words. I know I should leave. I do. But for some reason, I'm rooted in place. The reality of the situation bursts through me without warning. I don't want to leave. The lift dings and a rush of adrenaline spreads through my chest. Simmer down. Desperate much. Not sure the reprimand works, because when I stand, my feet barely keep me upright. My skin prickles when I feel his overwhelming presence. But then I see him, and my lips part. Splashes of blood cover some of the tattoos on his chest and decorate his handsome features. His hair is tied in a messy bun, strands escaping and framing his face with a sheen of savagery. I haven't seen him this unhinged since the initiation. But even back then, he was more pushy and playful than desolate. His eyes are uncharacteristically empty, a blue so dark I can't see the Nikolai I've come to know over the past couple of weeks in them. Hey, sorry I let myself in. The words are barely out when he smashes his body against mine. The breath is knocked out of my lungs as we both go crashing down on the sofa. I lift my hand to try and get some balance, but he grabs my wrists and slams them above my head and shoves his knee between my legs, forcing them apart. Nikolai, what are you?
Shut your mouth.
He bites my lower lip with every word, eliciting a shudder from me. My head spins and a shiver spreads across my skin and ends in my dick. Am I supposed to feel this turned on by a kiss? It's not even a full kiss. Fuck. I exist in his vicinity, then I'm on edge. He touches me and I catch fire. This is why I did everything in my power to put some distance between us, get back control over my shameless reaction to him. Nikolai doesn't understand the concept of distance, though. His teeth pull rougher than usual, and tingles explode on the skin trapped between them. But I like this type of pain. This pain isn't mental or emotional. This pain means I'm right here, not swallowed up by black ink or pulled under by disgusting nausea.
Who the fuck is she?
He growls against my mouth, his coarse words vibrating on my skin. I try to clear my head, which is impossible under the circumstances. Who's who?
The girl who was throwing herself in your arms at my fucking fight.
Ava?
Ava. Her name would look fucking pretty on a gravestone.
What the? I sober up a little and try to release myself from his grip. His fingers dig into my skin, prohibiting me from moving. Christ. I've always loved how big he is, but it's a nuisance when I try to get him off me.
Didn't take you long to find a replacement for Clara.
He snarls her name as if it's a curse word and bites my jaw, my throat, and my Adam's apple.
But I'm going to make them all disappear. Mark my fucking words.
I groan at every nip, my cock thickening until it's straining painfully against my trousers. Why do I love it so much when he's rough? Ava, it's my childhood friend. You met her during that game at the pub. He lifts his head abruptly, eyes flicking and brow furrowing. I still don't like the look on his face, but it eases a bit, harsh but recognizable.
So that's where I've seen her. She's not Clara's replacement?
What? Of course not. My cousin would kill me.
I will fucking kill him or anyone who dares to touch what's fucking mine.
I gulp past the lump in my throat as I search his wild features, and my lips part when I realize he means every word. It should repulse me, send me running again, but my cock has turned as hard as stone and I'm delirious. My lungs fill with his scent, mint, blood, and all male. It coils and rattles inside me with overwhelming strength. No one has ever said that to me. No one's ever been so obsessed with me that they act like they'd move heaven and earth to protect me. I shouldn't even want protection or this toxic connection. But the reality I've been trying to ignore crashes into me. I want him. I fucking crave him. So much it hurts. So I lift my head and capture his lips in a punishing kiss. I thrust my tongue inside his mouth and taste the metallic blood. I taste the desperation, the aching lust. I fuck his mouth as hard as he fucked me over. The constant fear of falling apart vanishes when he gives back as ferociously as he takes, robbing my breath. The constant pain that I breathe day in and day out crumbles and caves like it does every time Nikolai touches me. My insides don't feel as hollow or as desolate, and I can breathe air that's not soaked in black ink or filthy nausea. It scared the shit out of me the first time, and every time after, but now, I couldn't care less about the aftermath of the pleasure. If fear and pain are the price I must pay for another taste of him, then so be it. I wrench a hand out of his grip and sink it into his hair, tearing the elastic band away and letting the strands fly free. He's right. I fucking love kissing him. But most of all, I love how he kisses me. It's hard and dominating, but also overwhelmingly passionate. His tongue slurps on mine, and his fingers dig into my jaw so that he can feed me his. I'm intoxicated, enamored, absolutely fucking unhinged. How can a simple kiss feel so good? He wrenches his lips from mine with a growl, and I release a protesting sound.
I'm going to fucking ruin you as badly as you've ruined me, my lotus flower. I'll get so far beneath your skin, you'll never fucking get rid of me.
For some reason, that makes me smile. I've always lived on the right side of things. Perfect scores, perfect manners, perfect image. I never toyed with danger. Never wanted to live outside of my little bubble. Never crossed a line. But then this man bulldozed through my walls, and now I'm breaking apart piece by piece. My fingers tighten in his hair. Shut up and fuck me! A spark rushes to his previously dead eyes, and he growls.
Bedroom? Now.
He drags me by his grip on my hand, but the moment I stand up, his mouth is claiming mine again, and we stumble over the table, only breaking the kiss to tear each other's clothes off on our way to the bedroom. Or more like my clothes. I'm way too overdressed, damn it. By the time we reach his room, we're finally naked. I want to study his glorious muscles and tattoos, but he presses his chest to mine and thrusts his hip forward, rubbing his hard, thickening cock on mine. I groan in his mouth. The sound shatters when he pushes me onto the bed and lands on top of me. He kisses his way down my throat, my collarbone, and my chest. Fuck! I breathe out when he bites a nipple, teeth nibbling on the tip. Precum slides down my length and drips on my abs.
Mine. Every inch of you is fucking mine.
He grunts against my skin, making my cock harder, my muscles tighter, and my head lighter. He moves his attention to the other nipple, sucking and biting and probably leaving all sorts of marks, but I can't seem to focus on that. Later. I'll think later. Now I want to feel. His dick slides up and down my length. Our pre-cum trickles over the skin, and he uses it as lube. The maddening friction heightens until I'm releasing unintelligible noises, groaning and moaning. My hips jerk, instinctively rubbing my cock against his. Drops of our pre-cum coat our abs as we hump and rub and growl in unison. Nico! I rasp, writhing against the pillow as I pull his head down with a handful of his hair. Just fuck me! I'm reduced to begging for it, but I'm too far gone to care about it at this point. My heart nearly spills from confinement when he flashes me his sexy grin.
You called me Nico. Fuck, baby, I'm really going to fucking devour you.
The friction of our cocks grows in intensity. More rubbing, grinding, and humping until I think we'll come in an absolute mess. But then he reaches beneath the pillow and pulls out a bottle of lube, then sits on his haunches between my legs.
Bend your knees,
he orders, and when I do it, he squirts lube in his palm, then circles my rim with a slippery finger.
Your hole is getting nice and wet for me, baby. So fucking beautiful.
My breath hitches, and my cock gets even harder the more he circles my hole. He thrusts a finger inside me, and a shameless moan spills out of me. His intense eyes remain on mine as he adds the second. It's that look that drives me insane. I see my reflection in those dark blues, and for the first time, I don't hate what I see. Not when he looks at me like he can't get enough, like I'm the center of his universe, even temporarily. He works me open with firm pumps of his fingers. I jerk my hips, dick bobbing on my abs.
That's it, you're taking my fingers so well.
My exhales puff out in a long, fractured breath, and I wiggle my ass against him, matching his in and out.
I need your hands.
Nikolai throws the lube within reach.
Make my cock all slippery so I can fuck you, baby.
It's a miracle I don't come then and there. I take obscene pride in how steady my hand is as I fill it with lube, lean over and slide my palm on Nikolai's length. When I reach the tip, I stop and, like a junkie who can't help it, I take the crown in my mouth and tug on a piercing with my teeth. His growls of pleasure are music to my ears.
Fuck, baby. I'm gonna come if you keep doing that.
I release his crown with a pop and continue lubing him up from base to tip.
I love the way you fucking touch me, but I also love...
He scissors his fingers inside me and thrusts a third finger.
How you swallow me in your ass.
My hand pauses on his cock, and I throw my head back with a moan. Oh, fuck. It's so full. Nico, fuck.
Stay with me, baby. If you can barely take my finger, how will you fit my cock in this tight ass?
I squeeze his cock, jerking him faster, and wiggle on his fingers. Put your cock inside me. I want you in me.
I love your fucking filthy mouth.
He slams his lips to mine and kisses me hard and fast as he pulls out his fingers. My back hits the bed, but he doesn't break the connection. I don't let him. He covers my hand with his and makes me guide his cock to my hole as his tongue batters mine, his teeth sinking, nibbling, claiming. The piercings tease my opening before he thrusts the first inch in. I mumble against his lips, and the idiot takes it as a sign to tear our mouths apart.
Relax for me, baby.
His eyes are clearer now, more in tune with the Nikolai I know, as he kisses my jaw, my nose, and my lids. What is he doing? Fuck. I tug on his hair. Stop kissing me everywhere like I'm a girl, Nikolai. He merely chuckles and bites down on my lower lip.
I don't kiss girls everywhere, or boys for that matter, but I will kiss you wherever I fucking please, Lotus Flower. Get used to it.
Then he sucks on my lip and kisses, then bites his way down my throat as he thrusts his hip forward, feeding me a few more inches. My ass clenches around him, and I wince at the burning intrusion. Despite the lube, he's fucking huge, and I can feel the piercing scraping at my insides. Though it's not a bad sensation, just new. Maybe even a little thrilling. Okay, a lot.
You're so tight, baby. The way your ass milks my cock is majestic. I don't think I can hold on anymore.
Go all the way.
Baby, it's your first time.
I said go all in. Don't treat me like I'm weak.
I know I promised not to hurt you, but you're making it fucking impossible.
He drives his hips forward, burying himself inside me, and I jerk, shuddering in his embrace.
Fuck. Baby, fuck. Are you in pain?
I hide my head in his neck, studying the contours of the snake on his shoulder, and wiggle against him, then bite the lobe of his ear. More. Give me fucking more.
Oh, baby, you're well and truly fucked.
He whispers back as he wrenches my mouth into his and thrusts into me slow and long. The burning sensation disappears and tingles of pleasure spread down my spine. As if feeling that I'm well adjusted, Nikolai slowly ups his rhythm until my dick leaks pre-cum all over our abs. He fucks me hard, not taking it easy or slow, and I meet him stroke for stroke, jerking my hips and fucking his mouth with my tongue. Alien noises leave my lips whenever I feel the scrape of his piercings inside me. Little by little, his mouth, hand, and cock undo me, leaving me desolate and desperate for anything he has to dish out.
Christ. Your ass was made to swallow my cock.
Shut your mouth. I chase his lips, but he pulls away only for a second before he tugs my lip between his teeth, then reaches between us and slides his fingers over my nipple. I shudder and writhe, sinking my teeth in his tongue when he slows down. What are you doing? My words die out when his crown bumps into that pleasurable place in my ass. All the blood rushes to my dick, and my spine stiffens. Lust and need soar high until I think I'll never come down. Nicole, fuck, fuck! He squeezes my dick and whispers.
Come for me, baby. Show me who you belong to.
I don't think I could control it, even if I wanted to. My cock thickens, and hot cum sprays on my abs, and I thrust my hips through it, forcing my eyes open to look at him. Come in me, Nico.
Holy fucking shit.
He groans in one breath as his thrusts turn dangerously animalistic, going rougher and faster until I almost can't keep up. He shudders on top of me and calls me baby and beautiful and all these other nicknames he loves giving me as he comes inside me. Despite my own hazy head, I can't look away from his face as he empties his load. He's just so fucking hot. My hand runs up the ink on his hard abs, fingers wrapping around his nape as I shove him down and claim his lips again. I can't get enough of kissing him, devouring him, inhaling him into my fucking lungs. He pounds into me with shallow thrusts until his cock is depleted. Then he pulls out. I groan as cum leaks out from me. Is it supposed to feel this good? My hand slides from his throat to his hair, tugging and pulling. It must hurt, but Nikolai doesn't complain as he kisses me harder, his chest glued to mine. Both of us are a mess of sweat and the cum on our abs. We keep kissing until I can no longer feel my lips, until the cold air forms goosebumps on my damp skin. Reluctantly, I let him go and pull away. Nikolai gives me space and I sit up, wincing, before I scoot to the edge of the bed and stand with a bit of difficulty. Cum drips down my thighs, and I have to bite my lip to stop myself from moaning. An inked hand wraps around my wrist, and a large chest presses against my back, his half-erect cock nudging on my sore ass. I ignore the shiver that spreads through me as I glance at him. Nikolai leans his chin on my shoulder, head cocked to the side, watching me with that slight, manic expression from earlier, though it seems a bit subdued now.
Where do you think you're going?
Shower. Why do I sound so hoarse? His lips curve in a slightly evil grin.
Can I join?
No. I pause when his smile disappears. Then sigh. I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable with that.
I'll wait until you're comfortable then.
His grin returns and I want to kiss it, but I don't, because that's just fucking desperate.
Thanks, baby.
For what?
For bringing me back.
Bringing you back from where?
Somewhere unpleasant.
He smacks my ass.
Go get that sexy body all soaped up and try not to think of me.
Nikolai! I swat his hand away, resisting the tingles that rush through me as I escape to the ensuite bathroom and hop into the shower. It's a bit weird to get the cum off me, but I manage to do it, hissing when I touch my rim and literally fuck myself to wash away the evidence of the best sex I've ever had. I have to stop before I start moaning, and Nikolai decides he's not going to wait outside after all. Is that what I want him to do? He told me not to think of him, but here I am completely taken by the bastard. I blame his vicious determination. In hindsight, I had no chance against him. Some might say what happened just now was only a matter of time, A smile pulls my lips as I step onto the foot towel, careful not to drip on the floor. I catch my reflection in the mirror, and my smile instantly drops. What gives you the right to be happy after everything you've done? I try to swallow, but the lump gets stuck and I feel my airways closing. Fuck. Fuck! I cut off eye contact, mindlessly pulling a towel from the rack and quickly drying myself, then wrapping another towel around my waist. My vision is blurry, but I can't get out of there fast enough. Run away, Bran. Just run the fuck away. My movements and thoughts come to a sudden halt when I find a massive man sitting on the floor right by the bathroom door, still naked and... Is he? I lean over and tentatively stroke his hair away from his face. No doubt about it. He's actually asleep. I can't resist the chuckle that leaves my lips. Why am I not surprised he'd fall asleep anywhere and in any position? Though, does this mean he was waiting for me? Get over yourself. I reluctantly release his gorgeous hair and head to the bed so I can get him a blanket. But that's when I notice he didn't change the sheets and pinch the bridge of my nose. Oh, this man-child, I swear. I locate the clean sheets in the cupboard and meticulously change them. I manage to support his stupidly muscled body against my shoulder, then drop him on the bed. Through it all, he doesn't even groan. Deep sleeper it is. He sprawls his legs all over the super king-sized bed and uses his hand as a pillow. His hair spreads out on the sheet like silk, and I can't help ghosting my hand over it before I pull the blanket over him. I pause when I see my dried cum on his stomach. I should probably clean that. No, I like the sign of ownership. After I cover him, I shove the old sheets into the washing machine and then hit the cold cycle. Once that's done, I hunt for my clothes and put them on. For some reason, I find my feet leading me back to the bedroom like a magnet. I stand at the entrance, staring at Nikolai. A part of me wants to stay. Maybe not in the same bed since that's strange, I suppose. But just around. That contemplation shatters when the image from earlier comes back like a curse, and I physically force myself to walk to the lift. This small moment of pleasure is all the reprieve my demons can offer. I can't let him see me like this. And he won't. Because I'm fucking fine.
17. Nikolai. I knew something was fucking wrong when I woke up in bed. Me? In a fucking bed? Hello, Satan. This is Kolya, reporting live from somewhere in hell and telling you to kindly fuck off. We're not ready to go yet. I blink a few times, and the room, that's definitely not some edgy hellhole, comes into view. The penthouse? I sit up with a sudden jerk, all sleep disappearing from my eyes. Nah, fuck no. I was clearly sitting outside the bathroom waiting for Bran to finish his shower, and then... What? I don't remember going to bed. I wouldn't go to bed or cover myself, not even if I were drunk. That's just blasphemy. My face breaks into a grin. Does this mean Bran carried me to the bed? I inspect the clean sheets that I certainly didn't change, and yep, definitely him. He's organized to the point of being a bit neurotic, or a lot, depending on your definition of the word. Now I want to kick myself in the ass for not feeling him carry me, wrap his arms around me, and cover me. Fuck, I'm getting hard at the thought. My Prince Charming is actually stronger than he looks. Even Jeremy and my cousins don't carry or move me when I fall asleep in unusual places or situations. The images of him touching and placing me up here are muddied by the other lingering thought. I stand up and don't bother putting any clothes on as I stride to the living room. Lotus Flower. I know he's not there before I search. There's no trace of his clothes, his presence, or anything remotely similar.
If it weren't for the itch he left beneath my skin last night, I wouldn't think he'd been here. He even washed the sheets that carried his scent as if he wanted to erase what happened from memory. Not fucking possible. Last night was the best sex of my life, and it's not about the sex per se, though that was fucking hot. It's about him. The way he cried out my name and held on to me and kissed me. The way he let me in, even demanded it. Why the fuck did I think he'd choose to stay this time? He doesn't. It's not what he does. It's not what I usually want either. I don't like sharing space with my fuck buddies outside of sex. They're welcome to stay the night in the heathen's mansion, but only if they're not in my immediate vicinity. So why the fuck do I feel any other way about Bran? Maybe it's the fact that you call him that and a few other nicknames, not to mention the fact that you got this fucking place just so he'd feel safe away from everyone else. Yeah, so I did that. He's always paranoid about people and their meaningless fucking opinions, so I thought he'd feel more comfortable in a place that's only for us. I mean, for him to meet me here. There is no us. Apparently, he didn't feel safe enough to stay. I stroke my necklace and catch a glimpse of the clock. 10 a.m. Motherfucker. I missed the morning run for the second morning in a row. It's true that I haven't been sleeping much the past couple of nights, but I shouldn't have overslept and missed the highlight of my day. My movements are lethargic as I search for my phone. I scan the texts at the top, but ignore them when I don't find his name. Then I open IG and find his usual story at 5:30 sharp. Jesus Christ, the man is a fucking running machine. The first story ends and the second shows a canvas with a few haphazard red lines. Not sure what those mean, but red is good, right? Well, it's good to me because it represents blood and violence. Not sure Golden Boy Bran feels the same. I pull out the text exchange I have with him and type, "Why the fuck did you run away again?" But then delete it. That sounded desperate and clingy, even to my own ears. Fuck me. Chill, Kolya, dude. You're giving the Sokolov name a bad rep. Though that's fucking impossible now that I've claimed Bran. It was supposed to be just a fuck. I've always fucked. Fucking ended at the moment of release. Not with him. Last night, I came here with the sole intention of fucking him all up, taking what I wanted, then discarding him like he usually does me. I intended to fuck him and then make him disappear from my life like Dad told me to. But that was before he kissed me and asked me to fuck him. That was before he looked at me with those soft eyes. He pulled my anger apart with every touch, every kiss, and every groan and grunt. I couldn't hold on to that rage when he put his hands on me. The battered cells in my hyperbrain didn't mellow out, but his presence provided them with tunnel vision, a target for my monstrous energy. Others fuel that energy. My lotus flower tamed it. I feel more like myself than I did during the past 24 hours. So instead of blaming him for leaving again, I send a different text. Me. So, I have a question. Did you feel me up when you carried me to bed? He reads it immediately, and I think he'll ignore it, if not permanently, then at least for a few minutes. If push and pull were a game, my lotus flower would be the undefeated champion. So imagine my fucking surprise when he replies immediately.
Bran, I did no such thing.
Jesus, he's fucking adorable. An asshole, but adorable all the same. I can imagine him turning all serious when he typed that. Me. Love it when you talk posh to me, baby. Another question, did you miss me this morning?
Bran, why would I? You didn't come yesterday either.
Ah, you're counting? I didn't think you were this hurt by my absence.
Get over yourself. In fact, I'm happy to finally get my space back.
Sulking gif.
What are you, a 5-year-old?
Would you prefer it if I never came along on the runs?
Do what you want. It's not like anything I do or say will make you change your actions.
You're right, it won't. You're too standoffish anyway, so I wouldn't trust you with my decisions.
Because they're so bright.
They can be. Hey, was that sarcasm? Anyway, you didn't answer my question. Should I come to the morning run tomorrow, or stop altogether?
Why are you asking me about what you should do?
Answer me. Do you want me there? Yes or no?
Yes.
My lips pull in what must look like the most stupid grin ever. I knew my efforts would come to fruition. Now I need to work harder to make myself indispensable in his life. My mind might have quieted down today, but that dark thought about never giving him a way out stays the same. Me. Just so you know, I would have come even if you said no. Bwah-ha-ha-ha.
Bran, I'm going to block you.
You know you can't stay away from me, baby. This time he definitely leaves me on red, so I send another one. Me. Going to shower now, though I'd hate to get your cum off me. Might rub one out while thinking of your ass swallowing my cock.
Bran, stop talking, Nikolai.
Why? Getting hot and bothered?
I'm in class.
And yet you're texting me? Oh wow, you must really miss me.
Dream on.
I prefer reality. You know, like when you begged me to fuck you.
I didn't beg you, Jesus.
We must remember it differently. Eggplant emoji, peach emoji, water splash emoji.
Just go away.
Fuck, I'd pay to see your face right now. Real talk, you okay?
Why wouldn't I be?
It was your first time being fucked and you didn't let me take care of you afterward, so I'm a bit concerned.
I'm fine. I can look after myself. Do you do that a lot?
Do what?
Take care of your fuck buddies.
It hits me then. I don't. Not necessarily, I mean. Most of them are experienced, and I don't like the hassle of baby bisexuals unless they've prepped themselves beforehand. Me. Not really. You're special, and so is your big dick and sexy ass. You really okay? I know I'm huge.
Arrogant much?
You know I am, and you didn't answer my question. Are you really okay? Tell me the truth.
A little sore, but I'm fine.
Pictures, or it didn't happen.
Nikolai, no.
Baby, please. I need a glimpse of you, even if it's just your face.
Did you miss the part where I'm in class?
Fine. I'll do it for you. I wrap my fingers around my thickening length and take a few selfies, then send them over.
Bran, Nikolai, why the hell are you sending me dick pics when I told you I'm surrounded by people?
Me, to keep you company. You better think about my cock because I can't stop thinking about yours. I need to fuck you again, baby. I'm getting hard thinking about pounding your ass.
I'm muting you.
I smile, imagining his flustered expression, then decide I've tortured myself enough for a while and stop texting. It wasn't a lie. I'm really hard now.
Bran, by the way, I noticed you had no food in your place, so I ordered you some Italian pastries for breakfast.
I grin. He loves me. I just know he does. Okay, he doesn't, but he cares. And that's a good start. Turns out everyone was worried about the way I disappeared last night. I kid you not, Jeremy put out feelers with the police and shit because he took what I said about killing innocent girls seriously. He can be dramatic. Okay, so maybe when I was in that mood, I could have accidentally hurt someone if Bran did actually use them as a crutch. Don't blame me. It's not my fault I only think